Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. And in this second part of the show, I will be talking with Tanya Mora. Tanya is on the Sunnyside Parents Participation Committee, and she will talk about what the committee does and about the Big Bingo fundraiser that is coming up at the school on March 22nd, Saturday. But first, we will hear the song called Rescue Me. It's by the Sons of the East. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Right or wrong, I keep moving all the same. Now my heart is gonna break. Still I drag it on. Will I wait? I keep moving in my mind. Getting wasted all the time. Still I drag it on. Are you deceiving? Rattling in my cage when I don't need it. Feel a kind of way without no reason. Wonder where the storm is coming from. And I'm holding on. Rescue me. Baby, if we don't swim, we're gonna sink. We'll make it through somehow. Are you deceiving? Rattling in my cage and I don't need it. Feel a kind of way without no reason. Wonder where the storm is coming from. And I'm holding on. Rescue me. Baby, if we don't swim, we're gonna sink. I love you like a drug and I can't win. I don't want a world without you near.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube. And today I'm very pleased to be welcoming Tanya Mora to the Townships at 12. Now, Tanya is on the Parents Participation Committee organization for the Sunnyside Elementary School. So welcome, Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about the Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization and its role in the school community?
Yes, we are a group of dedicated parents who work together to support and enhance the school experience for students, teachers, and the family. Our primary role is to organize events and fundraisers that contribute to the school's educational and social environment. So what we do is we collaborate closely with the school administration and the staff to identify areas where we can make a difference, whether that's funding extracurricular activities, providing classroom resources, or helping during school outings. Our goal is to foster a strong sense of connection between the families and the school, ensuring that every child has the best possible learning experience.
Okay, you do quite a bit. How long have you been on the organization?
It is actually my first year. We recently moved to Stanford, but since the very beginning, the people that is part of the school in this community has been overwhelmingly nice, dedicated, and hardworking, ensuring that the kids have everything they need to succeed. It has been just so motivating. I couldn't refuse to be part of such organization.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now you have a big bingo fundraiser coming up, and that March 22nd. What can people expect at this year's event?
Yes, our big bingo fundraiser is on March 22nd and it's shaping up to be an exciting event. We can't wait to welcome everyone. We will have a thrilling afternoon of bingo with different games and fantastic prizes up for grabs, including gift baskets, vouchers, and gift certificates from different local businesses. Mm-hmm. We'll also have a canteen on site with delicious snacks and drinks that will be available for purchase to keep everybody energized. It's a great opportunity for families, friends, and community members to come together for a fun-filled evening while supporting a great cause. And all the proceeds from the bingo go to funding school activities, classroom resources, and outings. So we encourage everyone to bring their luck charms and to join us. There's no entrance fee. They can purchase the bingo card at the door and bring their divers if they want to. If not, we'll have some for sale as well.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. So it's open not just to the parents of the school, but it's open to the whole community or whoever wants to come?
Yes, our fundraiser is open to everybody and is fully bilingual. Everybody is welcome. Whether they're bingo pros or first-time player, we guarantee an exciting afternoon filled with prizes and laughter and great company.
Okay. What are some of the exciting prizes or the special features? Can you tell us a little bit about that, or is that a secret?
Absolutely. We have a variety of amazing prizes, including gift baskets. We have the local restaurants have given vouchers, and all the local businesses have participated with different goodies in addition to the bingo. So we'll have door prizes, our 50-50 draw. And that guarantees that one lucky winner will take home half of the pot.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay. Now, you're currently looking for donations. Are you still looking for donations? And if so, what kinds of items would you like donated?
Yes, we are always accepting more donations to help us make the bingo a huge success. And we truly appreciate any support from the community. Anything from gift baskets, gift cards, gift certificates, or merchandise, or vouchers for services that can be used as bingo prizes or raffle items, it's all welcome. We also accept sponsorship from any business or individual that wants to contribute financially to help cover the event costs or sponsor a bingo round. The sponsors will be recognized during the event, and we will do a shout-out on our Facebook group.
Okay, that's nice. Now, if somebody has something to donate, they should bring it to the school. And what's the address of the school?
They can contact us through our Facebook group. We have a page called Sunnyside PPO, and we'll pick it up.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, now, are there any special projects that the funds from this event might be going to?
We have different activities that the kids do throughout the year. We also have a list from the teachers for different things that they would like to use to enhance the students' experience. And we basically wait until we have all the proceeds to be able to distribute towards that and use the rest for the end of year barbecue. We'll do a big party for the kids.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun for the students. How important are fundraisers like this for the school and its students?
Well, these kinds of activities are absolutely crucial for our school and the students. While the school does receive funding through the standard channels, these events provide an essential boost that helps fill in the gaps for things that are not covered by the regular budget. We have kids with special needs, and the funds allow us to provide extra resources and supplies that make a big difference in their day-to-day learning. The money raised helps us fund improvements like different educational gadgets that they can use to understand better the content of the class, like winter toys for the playground, end-of-year activities. So the teachers and staff benefit from these additional resources and the recognition, which is in turn helps them create a more engaging and supportive environment for the kids. Without these fundraisers, it would be much harder to provide the extras that truly make the difference in our students' education and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Now, is this your first bingo because you've recently moved to the region?
It is. Last year, we participated just as a family that was new to the town, and we had a lot of fun. This year has been a completely different experience because I'm more involved in all the planning and the coordination. It's a lot of work, but we do it with love because we really want to help the community and especially our kids. They deserve it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. About how much planning, how many hours goes into planning this event?
Oh, I have lost count. There's a whole team of parents helping. The school staff has also helped organize, give us ideas on how we can gather prices and who we can reach out to. There's been, you know, everybody volunteers, trips to Costco, get things done, purchase things. We're doing, you know, constant searches and whatnot. I can't tell you how many hours. That's a hard one.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of dedication there. So people do not need any tickets to go to the fundraiser. How much are the bingo tickets once they get there?
So we have 3 tickets for $5. We can also give them, let me see, 6 cards for $9 or 9 cards for 12. So it's very affordable. It's not expensive. All the things that we have in the canteen are properly priced for the event. So you're not going to find a bottle of water for $3 or anything like that.
Okay, that's great. And people can go to your Facebook page if they want some more information. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Tanya?
Yes, they can go to our Facebook page, Sunnyside Elementary PPO, and get all the details for the bingo. We start at noon. And everybody's going to have a lot of fun. I just want to add that the PPO is truly a community-driven initiative. Every single person, whether they're parents, grandparents, local business owners, or just a community member that wants to help, they play a vital role in making events like our bingo a great success. And we are very thankful for all the support from all the different local businesses and for all the people to help us make it possible.
Mm-hmm, definitely a wonderful event. Tanya Mora, she is on the Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization, the Sunnyside Elementary School. And their bingo is coming up March 22nd. What time of the day does it begin, Tanya?
Doors open at noon and we'll start games at 1.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. And we wish you all the best on the event. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gonna be. Hometown is a heaven on earth. Sundays are for football and church. The world turns, but I believe there's always gonna be. Favorite blue, I double take when I wake up with you. I'm so in love with you, loving on me, and I'm always gonna be holding you close for the rest of my life, forever and ever, baby, just like beer drinking kids on a back road, good country songs on the radio, tailgates falling down on a Friday. Just like
the driveway. Long as the sun keeps coming up, long as the Mississippi River runs, baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be.
Some things are always gonna be. Some things are always gonna be.
Baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be.
You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen, and this is the Townships at 12. We just heard a new song from Dan and Shay, and the song is called Always Gonna Be. Next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Research shows that when parents actively participate in school events, whether it's volunteering in the classroom, attending parent-teacher meetings, or helping with extracurricular activities, both children and parents experience significant mental health benefits. For children, parental involvement fosters a sense of security and belonging. Studies suggest that kids with engaged parents tend to have higher self-esteem, better social skills, and improved academic performance. Knowing their parents value their education helps reduce anxiety and increases motivation, leading to a more positive school experience. For parents, staying connected to their child's education strengthens the parent-child bond and creates opportunities for meaningful communication. It can also reduce parental stress, as being involved provides insights into their child's challenges and successes. Additionally, building relationships with teachers and other parents creates a supportive community, reducing feelings of isolation. Experts recommend starting small. Attend a school event, join a parent committee, or simply check in with teachers regularly. The key is consistency. When parents show up, kids feel supported and everyone benefits mentally and emotionally. And that's your health news today here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guests on the show today in the first half hour, Karen L. at Hornybrook, volunteer at Boutique Encore and Grace Village. Take part in the Big U's book sale fundraiser coming up at Grace Village. It's on from Thursday, March 20th to Saturday, March 22nd. And in the second half hour today, Tanya Mora, she is on the Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization. Come to the bingo fundraiser happening at the school on Saturday, March 22nd, and have a chance to win some great prizes while raising money for the school. We will close today's show with a song called I've Had the Time of My Life, and it's sung by Amanda and James. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great afternoon.
Now I've had the time of my life. No, I've never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I've had the time of my life, and I owe it.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand the urgency.
Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I tell you something,
this could be love, because I've had the time of my life.
Afraid to lose control.
time of my life. No, I've never felt this way before.
Never felt this
way. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you, 'cause I.